You can hear the entire story on the New York Times website. The Times also interviewed another woman who claims Trump sexually assaulted her. And you've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get that look at traffic and weather together. Triple Team Traffic starts with Ricky Meese.
And it is emergency traffic, an accident with injuries blocking the right lanes of traffic eastbound I-215 South Belt. Just before the I-15 interchange, stacking up delays back to Taylorsville, almost to 4700 South on the West Belt. Southbound I-15, heavy and slow between the I-80-201 interchange to 90th South. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Draper through Sandy. Michelle Rowe?
I-15 southbound from Bluffdale down through 1500 North in Lehigh continues to be heavy and slow. Now looking to Redwood Road, just south of Camp Williams down to Highway 73 is filling in. I-215 east side belt route southbound from 4500 South to 6200 South continues to be slow. Mark?
Yeah, it is really nagging delays, I'm afraid, rolling out of South Salt Lake in spots up to the North Interchange, and then it's a little bit of improvement the rest of the Davis County Drive. Now we're about, say, Parrish Lane up to Layton Parkway, and those delays are trying to dissipate. Fall, the season of football, and homework, apple pie and a check engine light. Don't let that interfere. Swing into AMCO today for a free diagnostic. Go AMCO AA MCO. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.